Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, the show's in Dallas with Al Jackson, Greg Hahn, Weed, Beer, and White Castle. Right after this.
Remember when we met?
I dated lots of men.
A night we won't forget.
I drank a lot back then.
Soon we fell in love.
I wouldn't go that far.
Under stars above.
We did it in your car.
Our passion filled the night.
I can't believe my luck.
The future's looking bright.
You knocked me up, you schmuck.
I love you. We're having a baby. Look at you now.
It's 5 in the morning, and I'm blowing chow.
The dream of a lifetime will come to pass.
I'm having a baby. God, I've got gas.
You've got that glow, and don't you know, you're looking in the pink.
I only pray that some sweet day, these hemorrhoids will shrink.
We're having a baby, I'm a happy bloke.
I'm having a baby, 'cause your condom broke.
Your figure is divine.
My ankles are swelling.
I'm so glad you're mine.
Are those pickles I'm smelling?
You're beautiful, my dear.
Can I have your dessert?
I long to have you near.
Oh, God, my nipples hurt.
You thrill me with your charms.
I hope dirty diapers thrill you.
I want you in my arms.
Touch my bosoms and I'll kill you.
I love you. We're having a baby.
We?
And I'm so glad.
I have to pee again.
That we're having a baby.
I'm having a baby.
We're having a baby.
And I'm hoping that maybe you're not the dad.
Come on, baby. Just give me a little kiss.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Where? It's getting awfully big.
Oh, you bastard.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are in the Napa Auto Parts Mobile Studios in beautiful Dallas, Texas. And on the dais with me, of course, we have some great guests.
On the dais, on the dais.
A couple of my actual friends, comedian Greg Hahn.
Hey, right there. Thrilled to be here. Beautiful place. What a day. What a night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I tell you how to do a comedy career?
Wow.
You ruined two cars learning your act, driving all around the Midwest. Then
right?
You go to New York. Then you go to L.A. You know what you do once you get to L.A.? Go to the airport, fly to Dallas, be on the Bob and Tom Show. So I want to thank the Bob and Tom Show for letting me do what I do best, travel. Come on.
Hey. Thank you very much.
Nice hotel.
Okay, there's Al Jackson right there. There's
What's
Al
that,
Jackson.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I know Al's got, of course, Al is featured on the great TV show, The Daily Blast.
Yeah.
Al, I'm living in Denver now.
I am.
And it's unusual because you've got a national television show, but it's coming out of Denver, Colorado.
Yes or no?
Big D.
You have edibles in your refrigerator right now.
Not in the fridge.
Ah!
Yeah, there's chocolates and, I mostly consume it. I don't really, yeah.
See, this is the legal marijuana in Colorado.
Yeah, it's great.
So why would you think they were in the refrigerator? Do you have to keep that stuff cool? Or?
Well, that's where I keep mine. Chocolate. So.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go.
Learning something today.
Chick snitching on themselves.
Yeah, they're like probiotics.
That's real white privilege right there, Chick.
Oh, yeah.
You can just tell people you're doing
just
something illegal.
Just put them in the refrigerator, Paco. I'll be back.
Paco.
An ugly turn. So what is that? What kind of marijuana do you
indulge in? There's a couple. I do the pills. They almost look like little, remember those, they look like little Advils? They're little 10 milligrammers, and then there's a little chocolate balls you put in your coffee.
Wait.
Hazelnut.
Yeah.
You can buy hot pills?
They look just like aspirin.
Al, the romance is gone.
Yeah, it just gets right to the point.
Romance. No, but you can. Are Bogart this? And Bacall going to be at the bar? And he goes, "Hey, you want to come up to my room and eat a pill?"
Yes. People say that every day at the bar, by the way.
Judy Garland would have said yes to that.
No, but you know how to whistle, don't you?
You remember Bit of
Put
Honey?
Your lips together and blow.
Yeah.
You light up their smoke and you hand them the cigarette. And
yeah, but.
Now it's
the smoke, all the good stuff's going away. You keep it all contained in a pill and then let it loose in your body and then
you're
see
just
what
medicating.
Happens.
There's no romance.
Yeah,
there.
But Tom, yeah, nobody misses, you know,
Bogart
grabbing an album
ball.
Cover and separating the stems
sure
and seeds.
Sure they do.
No, I don't know they do that they do. Yeah. You would miss that?
Oh yeah, it takes you know, and remember back in the day you'd go to some woman's apartment and you'd rifle through her albums and go, well, God, she has no taste. Maybe I made a mistake here. Wait a minute. I saw her brassiere. We're on.
Her brassiere.
I saw her brassiere. That's my favorite part about Tom. When he does it, he doesn't even know it. I happened to come across her brassiere.
Come on, Tom.
That's not where I...
Tom's got game. You know that.
You were close.
By brassiere, I mean back.
Now, Greg Hahn is here with us. And Greg...
I love being here.
Marine Corps, U.S.
We don't have all day. Too slow. Get back.
Okay.
I think I've asked this before because we were talking tattoos earlier. Because there's a new thing among the ladies. They get the tattoos below the breasts, apparently. The under boob tattoo.
Yeah. What is the tattoo? Is it writing or something?
Sometimes. That script is very popular.
And some of it is like almost like a butterfly. Like
I don't like that. I like words.
Words? You like to read a woman's body?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Like, hello?
Yeah. Like, what's that mean? You can say things like, what's that mean?
Maybe they could put their name there.
You're welcome here.
Maybe they could put their name there so, Greg, you'd remember it in the moment.
Hey!
Now, you have USMC, right?
Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps.
I know,
I don't have a tattoo.
You did not get the
I never got a tattoo.
I thought everybody in the Marine Corps got
one. No, if I pickled someone in the forehead, I would have gotten a tattoo, but I never did.
Okay.
That's some kind of...
Yeah, you don't want to... That's some kind of Marine thing.
Some kind of jar head.
Yes.
I'm not sure what it was. Something about jar head. I don't know.
Sniper talk, I
missed it there. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Why don't we review some news with these gents?
Oh, how about some beer news? We have a lot of it. An Iowa ice cream shop is going to sell a Busch Light flavor to benefit that viral beer money Venmo fundraiser. Do you remember this guy, Iowa native Carson King? He had the sign asking for beer money, and that turned into a charitable act that has raised over $1 million.
So he says.
Well, Goldie's Ice Cream Shop in Prairie City is going to join in the cause with a limited soft serve ice cream. It will be made with non-alcoholic Busch Light, and all proceeds will be sent to King's Venmo account.
I'd be happy to contribute to the charity, but beer-flavored ice cream?
Yeah, that sounds a little rough.
It's going to be matched by Busch Light and Venmo before being donated.
Yes, but Busch Light's going to water down their donation.
To the university.
Hey! Hello,
you. You watch yourself, Jackson. I love Busch Light.
Loves Busch Light. You would drink it.
But you wouldn't want to have a Busch Latte.
No, I
wouldn't want a Busch ice cream.
Especially not non-alcoholic.
Right, but I love Busch. That's my go-to fishing beer.
Really?
Yes.
You're such a hillbilly.
I'm in St.
Get
Louis.
Get some Busch Light and go down there and grab some fish.
I remember my dad having, he had a pull top and he would be barbecuing and he would give us sips. Probably to get us to shut up and go to sleep.
Yeah. Here, why don't you take one of these pills?
At last, we can eat in peace.
Bush tastes like beer to me. That's what I grew up with.
That's great. More than Coors Light.
Oh, yeah,
see, Coors Light is beer to me.
Okay,
that's just a matter of taste. The idea,
well,
though,
of Coors is pretty watered down.
I'm talking about the ice cream flavor.
Yeah, no, I would not. I don't think I'd care for it.
And they should leave the alcohol in for the alcoholic diabetic that wants to get a double dose.
There we go.
the alcohol ice cream.
Well, if you're not into Busch Light flavored ice cream, what about a White Castle beer?
Yeah. Delicious.
Yep, that's right. It's coming. The Pennsylvania-based Weyerbacher Brewing Company is collaborating with White Castle on a beer.
What'd she call you?
A Weyerbacher.
Yeah, I deserve it.
According to the brewery's COO,
and the horse you rode in on,
Josh Lampe, the beer will be available on draft at White Castle locations and at grocery stores that sell frozen White Castle products.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't taste like White Castle's. It's just pairs. It pairs well with it.
It pairs well
with
it.
But you're at White Castle because of beer.
Right.
Yes.
That's why you're there. More beer.
So now it can give you the reason to go there.
There we go.
Yeah.
One-stop shop.
Lampy said a pilot brew made a good first impression, and it apparently, as you guys mentioned, goes well with the White Castle burgers. So,
hey, Josh, you like your White Castle burger plated properly.
I do, yeah. It's got to be well plated.
That's right.
Yeah. Good point.
Well, plating's plated. Important.
Your sommelier.
Presentation.
I feel like White Castle gets a bad rap.
Me it too,
does.
Al.
It
I
does.
Love
I,
White
I love their
I
little
love
tiny
too.
Burgers.
I do too.
And they also finally embraced the word slider.
They did.
Yeah.
And now it's a common thing. Yeah. Because
right.
It used to mean it slid right through your system.
Yeah.
Now even fancy restaurants have
exactly.
sliders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they charge $14 for two sliders
out there.
Filet mignon. It's not
right.
exactly.
Those are properly plated.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Belly bombers also. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah. Gut bombers.
Yeah. Whitey one bites?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Will the White Castle
White Castle,
brew,
not white people, although we...
Will the White Castle
really
beer
embrace
have,
Whitey,
have, a, have a similar effect on the...
digestive system?
Yes, there you go.
I'm sure.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've had some blowouts.
All right.
But there's some.
I'm not getting. Let's go more into that.
Why no, let's
yeah,
not.
Let's talk about that. I think it's a good thing.
White Castle
it feel
cheese.
Just to get it out of you?
Onion chips.
Yeah. Oh, the onion chips. Now
you
I'm hungry.
You have a hotel room. You go in there and shut the door and just like nature takes its course.
Yeah, you kind of get that weird. You get those like
you
hot
shut
flashes.
The door. You take all your clothes off, lay in the bed, and eat 8 White Castles. Yes.
Tom, can I talk about something that really bothers me with these new hotel rooms?
Yes.
Do we have time to get into this?
Sure, of course.
The fancy hotels now, they have these sliding doors for the bathroom instead of the doors that open and shut, which is fine when you're by yourself, but when you're on a, like when you have a girl with you, there's an inch at the bottom and an inch at the top, and there's a gap in between, and that leaves a lot of room for things to escape.
Sounds and smells.
And like you have, then now I have to pretend like I have to go to the lobby twice a day. We got to get this rekeyed.
This is absolute standard.
Yeah. I kind of like the doors.
When you're on a romantic vacation or whatever with your gal, always. You never soil the room.
The trick is,
especially if you're there on a weekend and there isn't a convention at the hotel, the convention bathrooms, for example, the one right across from us, if this was a weekend, nobody'd be in there. So you can safely go down, maybe grab a coffee, do what you have to do, and come back up without fouling the room.
Completely disagree.
What do you say to get out of the room?
I'm going to go grab a coffee, Josh. How did you get this girlfriend of yours? She's gorgeous. She's super nice.
I ask myself that all
does
the time.
Does she not listen to the show? I mean, you talk to her that way.
No.
Hey, honey, I got to go drop a deuce.
No, you just say, "May I need to be excused for a moment."
No, I don't.
But who says that?
I honestly say, "Hey, I got to go blow up the bathroom or something." If she doesn't like it, she can date a sex bot because I'm a human being and these things happen.
But I wouldn't use the bathroom in the room I paid for. In fact, I want a door that shuts. I'm sorry.
Can we relive my favorite Josh story? Just a moment. I'd like to do this. We have time for this. This is my favorite Josh story. Every word is true. I'll set the scene. Josh, a struggling young comedian, after a night of severe indulgence of the most debauched kind, if that's a word.
Yeah,
it's
all true.
You had checked out of your hotel in New Orleans, and what happened?
Yes, it was a very fancy hotel, but a very old hotel as well. I checked out, walked outside to get a cab, and went, wait a minute.
things are about to happen here. I've got to go back in.
Staging has begun.
Yeah, yeah, the stomach was rumbling. Everything. Yeah. So I go back to the counter. I say, hey, I just checked out. Can I please get back up into my room for a few minutes? She said, no, they've already started cleaning it. Oh. I said, is there a restroom here in the lobby? She said, yes, it's right across this giant, grand lobby. People
like this one.
Yeah, teeming with people. I go in, I open the door. The door kind of gets stuck open because there's something wrong with it. But I look, it's a one-seater. Whatever. I go in, I have to really pull on that door to get it closed. The lock doesn't work. But the bowl is close enough to the door to where I'm like, I can kind of grab the door handle.
But you're facing the lobby.
Facing the lobby, yes.
Sitting on the throne.
So I sit down. I mean, I'm putting in some work. It's bad. It's not pretty at all.
It's New Orleans inspired.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for putting it so delicately.
A night of booze and shrimp po' boys all
over. Yeah, it's a good night.
And it was good. And all of a sudden, the door rips open. And there's this 85-year-old man standing there. Yeah. And he goes, oh! And I go, ah! And he goes, I'm sorry. I go, it's fine, just close the door. Because I can see the entire lobby. Which means that the entire lobby can see me sitting there. He tries to close the door. It's stuck open. And his old bones won't, he cannot
his
get it.
Old bones.
And he goes, I can't. And I go, you have to! And he goes, I can't. And then he just slowly started to back away as I'm staring at everybody in the lobby with their suitcases. And they're looking at me. And I go, no! And he just kept saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I finally had to kind of stand up and cover myself and yank on that door and get it closed.
Mortifying.
Yeah, it was awful.
Mission success!
That's right.
So you've got to be discreet.
That's a bright side. Yeah.
I love this hotel. It's a nice hotel.
Yes. It sure is. Yeah.
Comedian, we've been in some rough hotels, you know what
I mean? Oh, yeah.
You know you're in a bad hotel when you check in your room, there's bite marks in the soap. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to do some hotel jokes.
Hey.
A hotel should be honest with you. You know what I mean? When you come down, they should say, we've got a free breakfast, but as soon as you get here, you just missed it. We've got a business center. It's an unplugged copier. Plug it in, nothing. We've got a pool and jacuzzi, but next door is a mini clinic to treat whatever you picked up in our pool and jacuzzi. Sometimes they give me the opposite of what I asked for. I'm like, hey, man, can I get a quiet room away from the elevator and the ice machine? Like, dude, we got you sleeping in the elevator with the ice machine.
Well, can we
do some hotel jokes?
Greg Hahn. Ladies and gentlemen, United States Marine Corps, America's finest. Christy, what else have you got over there?
A herd of spotted cows were seen making...
Of course I heard of spotted cows. Thank you.
Have you heard? A herd was seen making a late-night visit to a Wisconsin brewery that makes spotted cow beer.
More beer?
Security footage shows the 16 dairy cows walking around the parking lot of Nuglaris Brewing Company in Nuglaris early Monday. That brewery makes a farmhouse ale called the Spotted Cow.
Huh.
After calling the Greene County Sheriff's Department, the brewery's security guard and an officer used their cars to temporarily pin the bovines until their owner could retrieve them.
Aren't these the cows from the Chick-fil-A?
The black and white ones.
Eat more chicken cows?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I always thought those were creepy commercials.
What?
Yeah. Love
they're asking not to be killed.
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah, yeah, please don't murder us.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
I don't want
to know that they have personality before eating.
They don't. Cows are all, it's essentially brains.
Yeah, one craps
what
over here, one craps over
people?
There.
Cows are made for food.
they really are.
But I mean, the irony is they show up at the Spotted Cow Brewery.
Sure.
And that only happens once in a blue moon.
No. I see what you did.
Beer jokes. What about that kangaroo beer? Too many hops. Come on, everybody. Meet me halfway on some of this.
You can't drink it. It makes you jumpy.
It's a two-way street.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.